Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Brentford 2, Chelsea 2. Another disappointing performance by Chelsea by all standards. A late Axel Disasi equaliser, seeing Chelsea actually get something from a ground where, as you said and heard in the preview, and as Tom said in the preview, Chelsea have not lost since 1938. Obviously, that was Griffin Park and this is the G-Tech, but that's by the by. It's still Brentford. Brentford obviously on a really poor run of form, and then nearly getting a snatch and grab win against Chelsea Football Club is never, ever, ever a good sign. Chelsea really struggling to get across the line once again, even with the tactical changes which we've all wanted to see enforced. And questions again have been raised at Mauricio Pochettino as well as Todd Boehly, where the fans made their feelings heard during the second half. A very, very worrying and interesting time to be a Chelsea fan. But I'll hand you over to the boys and I'll see you later.
Yes, well, more drop points, but at least it's not a loss. I suppose that's all I can say about that one. Disappointing, another disappointing result, but a point. Yeah, look, not good enough once again. I'm tired of this manager at this point. I'm fed up. So I think we need to think seriously about moving on from him. But in terms of the game today, who performed? Not many people performed. I think Malo Gusto was exceptional once again. I don't think we saw the best of many other players, really, to be honest with you. As we said, Brentford on a horrible run of form. 4 wins, I think, in their last 16 games so in the Premier League. So we should be winning that game, really. And in the end, if Reguilón tucks that one away, hits the post, it's 3-1 and we lose that game. I have to question whether Poch would still be in a job by then. But anyway, that's irrelevant. It's a draw. It's not good enough. What more can you say? It's the same thing we've had so many times before. But yeah, there we go. On we go to Newcastle. And then on to the FA Cup game against Leicester, which is arguably now the only thing that matters for us, really, the FA Cup.